better come running. It's old Spine and Ed and his Buster Brown gang.
It's the gang of Buster Brown is on the air. The happy gang of Buster Brown is on the air. We laugh and frolic and sing and play. Come on, you buddies, and shout for me. Hello, kids. Hello, mother. Hello, daddy. Hello, grandmother. Hello, granddad. The uncles and nieces and nephews and cousins and brothers and sisters and pets.
Everybody, this is your old buddy Spot and Ed and all his big Buster Brown gang.
Squeaky the Mouse, Midnight the Cat, Brandy the Talking Piano, and Froggy the Gremlin out here in Hollywood all ready for another good old Saturday hoop 'em up.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
And now to the top of the Biltwell Hotel for Flash Phillips and the music of the big bands.
Good evening. We're going back to 1953 to Birdland for Stan Kenton Encores.
From Birdland, the jazz corner of the world in New York City, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting Stan Kenton, a man and his orchestra, synonymous with music that's fresh, vigorous, and refreshingly different. This is Stan Kenton Encore. It's encore time on Stars in Jazz, a concert of those compositions most requested and applauded at the orchestra's concert locations and the regular NBC Stan Kenton concert series. We're sure that you too will enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas in American music. Ladies and gentlemen, here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Mr. Stan Kenton.
Thank you, Fred. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I think the first and most important thing is to let you people listening in know something that Fred didn't explain at the moment. This is our opening night here at Birdland in New York, which actually is one of the most fabulous or more fabulous places that serve as a dish jazz in America. And we're just getting acquainted with the room tonight. We have 2 weeks to go, so if you don't mind, we'll move to an old friend here to open the show tonight, a kind of an overture, one of the standards. Here's Love for Sale. Thank you. Right now, I think that the thing that's in process is that Bob Burgess' first trombone is making his way from the second tier here, which holds the trombone section, down to the front of the saxophone section right near this microphone that says NBC. Burgess, you're here and you're ready. If you don't mind me, I give the downbeat for your feeling for Over the Rainbow. Discussed many times the tremendous influence that Cuban music has had already on American jazz. We in America have had rumbas and tangos for a couple of generations now, but not to the extent that it's seeping onto the American scene now. It has affected jazz greatly, and I think one of the most exciting things for dancing America is when they all sense the feeling and wonderful enjoyment of dancing to Cuban rhythms. At the moment, here's another Cuban merge on the American jazz scene. It's one of Bill Holman's things that has to do with a lot of brass sounds, rhythm sounds. There is an alto saxophone here that's motivated and executed by Lee Konitz. There is some trumpet by Connie Condoli. The title at the moment is just chalk it down for identification purposes. It's called Have a Havana. If I may, I'd like to be very honest for the moment. I'm a little bit nervous and ill at ease because I somehow can't remember this speech that was written out for me regarding this next number. Mr. Rossellini, would you step over here, please? What was that thing I was supposed to memorize to say about you whenever you were presented on the air here?
Oh, this is a thing that I'm featured on, Stan, entitled...
Oh, the complimentary remarks about yourself, though. What was that to be?
Oh, well, I forget.
Something about being one of the greatest trombone players in the field of jazz. Was that it? Or have I got worded wrong?
That's right. Yeah, I forgot.
That was right. And something about my mentioning that I'm extremely grateful that you're in the orchestra. Wasn't that the way it was put?
That's right, Stan.
And that I should be a very lucky guy to have you around?
Certainly.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Frank. I didn't get the thing memorized properly, but I know that that is the sum and substance of it, so... Would you introduce your number?
All right. This is a composition written by Bill Russo entitled Frank Speaking.
This evening here at Birdland, because of the importance of this next introduction, she's already been introduced here in the room, but for the broadcast this evening, we would like to present her in this manner. She's so important, really, now to the orchestra that if you don't mind, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to say this portion of the concert in miniature is presented through the courtesy here of the music coming out of Birdland, and at the moment features Chris Connors and her voice accompanied by Stan Kenton and his orchestra. Tell them the title.
I'd like to sing a very beautiful standard called I'll Remember April.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll say goodbye. flame of love lasts such a little while. I won't forget, and I won't be lonely, nor I'll remember April, and I'll smile.
The Big Band Swings program coming your way from 88.7 and also on the internet at krvs.org. Chris Connor along with the Stan Kenton. Stan Kenton and his big band, they were from April of 1953 at the Birdland for the Stan Kenton Encores. Encore time on Stars and Jazz on the NBC radio program. Now, we've got another live session we'll go to with this time. It's going to be Louis Armstrong teamed up with the Mills Brothers.
And now we're doing about face and come phrase to phrase with four vocal gymnasts who detach you slightly from this cosmos. Fellas, here are the famous Mills Brothers with their equally famous Paper Doll.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real love girl.
I guess I had $1,000,000 or more. I guess I played that old game over and over. I just quarreled with Sue, and that's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone, and it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them, I'll never fall again. Say boy, what you gonna do? To buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real love girl.
Thank you, Brothers Mills. That was a tribute to the Sisters of Solid. Men, here's an item you've been requesting over and over and over again. Bend your ear toward the horn and get a load of Barney Bigot and the Rose Room. Thank you. Barney, thank you. And again, I thank you. Here's Louis Armstrong and the guys laying on a little chunk of Barrel House with Bessie from Basin Street.
Here's the story of a lady and a traveling musician. He was a hip cat, but the lady was a corny proposition. Now, if you folks have heard this story before, just relax, because I'm going to lay it on you once more. They call the Bell House Bessie. From Basin Street, she used to yodel cadenzas for the social elite. And then she happened to meet the kid with the drum and the Dixieland beat. He was the Bell House Baron from Macon, GA. His name was Muddles McGregor, and he wore a toupee. He taught Bessie how to care, but she couldn't swing, so he gave her the air. He left Bessie holding a union card with 7 years of unpaid dues. So Bessie stopped the cadenzas and started to sing into bass and street blues. Don't feel sorry for Bessie. She's now on the screen. Her jive is solid as ivory, and she's just rolling in green. Poor Bessie, the world's at her feet. She's Bell House Bessie from Basin Street. And she's doing all right. Feel sorry for Bessie. She's now on the screen. Her jive is solid as ivory. And she's just rolling in green. Poor Bessie, the words at her feet, she can swing. She sings like Bing. I'm telling you, folks, she's doing all right.
Louis. Here's the Satchmo himself and the peanut vendor.
Yes, sir. Come here, boy. Come here. We're going to lay this peanut vendor on the folks there now.
Howdy, boy.
I'm going to take you down to my home now this time, folks.
Down to your home?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Havana, of course.
Havana, Georgia.
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
break your neck doing that, boy.
Tell them all about it, Pop. Sing it to them now.
Wait on, wait on.
Mary.
I didn't know you could speak that kind of talk.
Oh, my love, Marie. That's when you say this by listening. But it is all Marie. And the doctor's person says, and oh, that is that it. But it is all my love, my
dig this.
That's when you say this band and it's all in, and it's all maybe, and my Spanish.
Yo, what?
And it's all Marie.
Say, that Spanish is all right too, but Pop, let's get back to Harlem. I'm tired of this bit. Let's swing it.
Okay.
Pop it, pop, pop it. Father, stop it, that.
Don't jump back across the fence again.
Marie. Marie. Friends, this is Louis Armstrong making the words tonight, with the boys in the band making the music except for a touch or two of that favorite trumpet. The fellas out in front are the Navy fight students, and the spotlight shining plenty bright here in Dallas, Texas. Just for them, Ann Baker is on top right now, and this lady takes a bow with, what's the good word, isn't it?
Bluebird, did you bring a song to cheer me up today? Give me your word, Mr. Bluebird. Did you come to tell me everything's okay? I've been blue because there was no letter. Seeing you has made me feel much better. What's the good word, Mr. Bluebird, before you fly away? Okay, I've been blue because there was no letter. Seeing you has made me feel much better. What's a good word, Mr.
The Big Band Swings program with the Nat Cole Trio. This will make you laugh, or so the song goes.
This will make you laugh. I stake my dreams on you. This will make you laugh. They never did come true. I took a chance on the one romance and vowed it couldn't miss. But I should have known to never judge a heart by a kiss. This will make you laugh. I once believed in you, and for all my love, you didn't see it through. Of all the fools, I break the rule. I love you still, you see. This will make you laugh, but it's not funny to me.
From the Avocado Room, high atop the well-built hotel, built well. I'm Lee Kleinpeter on 88.7 and on web at krvs.org. Josephine Baker, Donnez-moi la main.
Si vous voulez savoir votre avenir, laissez-moi faire, approchez-vous. Je prédis tout ce qui va s'accomplir, car je sais tout et je vois tout. Si surprenant, c'est stupéfiant, c'est 200 francs. Et jusqu'à 30 ans, tout va vous sourire. Vous
petit voyage. Vous triompherez et puis vous ferez un très beau mariage. Oui, mais voilà, ce n'est pas tout, car votre femme plaira beaucoup. Si vous avez à tous les coups le neuf d'atout, méfiez-vous, car vous risquez un gros danger. Mais ça s'arrangera. Je vous dis d'avance, si vous faites chaque jour tout ce qu'il faut pour repeupler la France. Vous rêvez, madame, d'un manteau de fourrure. Votre mari ne veut pas, mais ne cède pas. Il cédera, je vous le jure. La 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 la. Vous avez, monsieur, une très jolie femme. Je ne vois qu'un ennui. Voilà, c'est que vous ronflez la nuit. Mais vous êtes fidèle. La 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 la. Vous êtes, monsieur, un homme très honnête. Qui sont un peu faux. Oh, ça, ça arrive à tout le monde. Sans que ça vous inquiète. La 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 la. Tout ce qui brille attire des femmes. Ah, ça, le destin, c'est autre chose.
Allez, 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 allez.
Big band, swings, other things on KRVS, going back to 1951 for Ricky Ricardo, Desi Arnaz's 1951 CBS radio show, Your Tropical Trip.
Your Highness, I understand that your favorite number of ours is Babalu.
Ah, Babalu, Babalu.
Thank you.
Frankie Lane, The Cry of the Wild Goose.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or heart at rest? Tonight I heard the wild goose cry, winging north in the lonely sky. I tried to sleep, but it was no use, 'cause I am a brother to the old wild goose. Kind and true to me, she thinks she loves me the more fool she. She's gotta learn that it ain't no use to love the brother of the old wild goose.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or a heart at rest? Oh, you wild goose.
Cabin is warm and the snow is deep, and I've got a woman who lies asleep. When she wakes at tomorrow's dawn, she'll find poor critter that her man is gone. My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes. Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or heart at rest? Let me fly, let me fly, let me fly away. Spring is coming and the ice will break, and I can linger for a woman's sake. She'll see a shadow pass overhead, she'll find a feather beside my bed.
My heart knows what the wild goose knows, and I must go where the wild goose goes.
Wild goose, brother goose, which is best, a wandering foot or heart at rest?
Wild goose, brother goose, wild 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 go
From the LP Let's Fly with Mary Poppins, it is Gia Meoni, and I believe she's going to be joined by Louis Prima. Let's find out together.
Early each day to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman comes in her own special way to the people she calls. Come by my bags full of crumbs. Come feed the little birds, show them you care, and you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, their nests are so bare. All it takes is a tuppence from you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries, while overhead her birds fill the skies. All around the cathedral the saints and apostles look down as she sells her wares. Although you can see it, you know they are smiling each time someone shows that he cares. Though her words are simple and few, listen, listen, she's calling to you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag.
Mrs. Louis Prima, Gia Meon.
Follow the rules. Play the game. Be happy.